This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. Police in Hong Kong Sunday fired tear gas to disperse thousands of protesters who joined an unsanctioned pro-democracy march in the latest political unrest gripping the city. Reporter Erin Hale is there.
Police have fired tear gas on protesters who are gathered outside of the Western District Police headquarters, and they're conducting crowd dispersal tactics. So they're pushing forward with their shields. Meanwhile, several kilometers away in one of the major shopping districts, there are still thousands and thousands of people here with no police presence, and they put barricades up. It's believed by the media that the police are waiting for many of the tourists to go home, and then they'll also begin dispersal tactics here.
The protesters continue to demand the resignation of Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, and an investigation into police use of force against demonstrators. Clashes with the police Saturday led to 11 arrests and left at least two dozen injured in an outlying district toward the border with mainland China. The police said Sunday they've arrested the organizer of Saturday's march. Hostile and provocative is how Iran labeled a proposal to form a European coalition to escort tankers through the Persian Gulf. Tensions have been mounting as Iran has become increasingly aggressive in the Strait of Hormuz, a key shipping lane that passes by Iranian territorial waters. Earlier this month, Iranian Revolutionary Guard commandos descending from helicopters with several small boats in support took control of a British-flagged oil tanker, the Stena Impero, as it passed through the strait. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt labeled Tehran's actions an act of state piracy and said Britain was working to create a European-led naval mission to protect ships in the strait. This is VOA News. U.S. and Israeli officials say tests in Alaska of a jointly developed missile defense system have been successful. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday the Arrow 3 shield tests give his country the ability to act against ballistic missiles fired from Iran and from any other location. He called it a great achievement for Israel's security, adding, "All of our enemies should know that we will overcome them both defensively and offensively." The U.S. Missile Defense Agency called the Arrow 3's interception abilities a major milestone. The campaign to elect Afghanistan's new president started Sunday amid fear of foul play, insecurity, and doubts whether the vote set for September 28th will actually take place. 18 candidates, including incumbent President Ashraf Ghani and his governing partner, Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah, have embarked on a two-month campaign. Key rival candidates have accused the president of using government resources for the electoral campaign, and several have also expressed lack of confidence in the election process. Election officials, however, have vowed to ensure a transparent and safe election, even though half of the Afghan territory is controlled or hotly contested by the Taliban insurgency. Russian police cracked down hard on weekend demonstration in Moscow. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Thousands of demonstrators gathered in the heart of the Russian capital to protest the exclusion of opposition candidates from the ballot for Moscow City Council, a vote scheduled to be held in September. Several activists wanting to run for a seat were arrested before the protest, while police took to the streets in riot gear. Demonstrators chanted slogans including "Russia will be free" and "Who are you beating?" as lines of helmeted police pushed into the crowds, beating people with batons and arresting hundreds. I'm Ben Thomas.
The United States, the European Union, and human rights groups denounced what they called the disproportionate and indiscriminate use of force against the demonstrators. An EU spokeswoman said the police action undermined the fundamental freedoms of expression, association, and assembly. Amnesty International also condemned what it called the indiscriminate use of force by police, who beat protesters with batons and knocked them to the ground. The director of Amnesty's office in Russia said Russian authorities hit a new low by imposing military law-like security measures on the unsanctioned rally and shutting down businesses in advance, despite the absence of credible reports of potential violence. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
The VOA1. All the hits and more. VOA1.